And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. This is your host, Alleles, a.k.a. B-Rand the Don, which is Brandon, the long way. I'm joined today, once again, on my right, by...
SL.
To his right?
Zero.
And to his right?
Dre.
Yes. And let's get into it. We have a few interesting topics for you guys today.
And one normal name.
First of all, you gonna put some more bass in your voice.
You sound like a librarian.
You sound like you about to write up.
Wait, we have to begin like the first 30 seconds. We have to sound super intellectual.
Well, it passed 30 seconds if you're paying attention to the clock. So
clearly, I wasn't. Yeah, 9 seconds.
You sound like the NPR type of feel.
You sound like a librarian.
Definitely sound like a librarian slash like elevator intro, or like in a world where
whatever it was, it's falling apart now.
All right.
Thanks. Sorry, had to bash that.
It's all right, man. What the hell?
So how's everybody doing today?
I'm doing good. Kind of tipsy, but I'm good. I made it here. How are you doing?
Me, I'm good. Watched a couple of animes today. I was chilling.
That's so selfish.
I wore slippers today.
You asked about how he's doing first, so now we have nothing to ask him back.
I mean.
Okay.
I mean. We could all entitle. You could ask a different question pertaining to him or his day.
Cool. You want me to socialize?
Yeah, man. Going to the party. You gotta socialize.
You got the wrong podcast.
Damn. So right now I'm currently looking at Bowen's screen, and apparently the screen has a unique lady dancing on the screen. It's cute. I like it here.
People I deal with.
Can you zoom it? Can it zoom?
Yes, it can, actually.
All right. Let's see what this girl looking like over here.
This is why,
Sorry, we got a little perverted on this one.
Don't say we when it was just you.
Yeah, what the hell?
I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all enjoying this, the view, just like I am. This is probably the hottest one.
I'm enjoying you guys' company, actually.
Some of us are trying to listen to Bowen talk.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Go for it, Bowen.
All right, so you guys want to get into it?
Let's get into it.
Yeah, give us a question, man.
Balls deep.
All right. For those of you guys listening, we actually rehearsed one of the questions, so I'm going to start with the question we didn't rehearse. All right.
Smart man.
Yeah. I forgot what I said.
Yeah.
All
right. I didn't say anything.
All right, so.
That's true.
Let's start off on the gaming side of things. All right. Is there a franchise that, if you could, you would, like, either revive it or give it a sequel?
A franchise that you would give a
like
sequel?
Give a sequel?
Yeah, or if you could just revive it for a reboot.
Like, I don't know if this is written, because they're still making games, but the previous three are horrible.
Which is?
Anybody would?
Call of Duty?
No.
Oh.
Said previous three.
Like,
Halo.
Yes.
There we go.
My friend knows me.
Hey.
Yo, I didn't know. I didn't know where we was going with this one.
I'm not gonna lie. If I say Gears of War, that was a no. I don't know what would have been left.
But I can't choose Halo, because they're still making them, but they've been really crappy.
But the new one's supposed to be really good now.
I mean, they say the new one all the time is supposed to be really good.
Hey.
You're only good as your last performance, but remember that.
This is true. What about you? Porn.
So good. Most of my choices
are getting rebooted.
Basically. I mean, I could use a remake of Persona 3.
Here we go.
We're
going the Persona route.
This doesn't count.
Persona route it is. I'm with it.
We're going to come back to your point.
No, I'm with it. I'm with the Persona route.
Okay, nah. Move on.
We're going to come up.
Move on.
Go ahead, Corey.
I got two.
Okay. I'm going to go with the worst games were ever.
Huh?
Nothing.
No. We can say.
Nah, I'm going to just Google what the worst games were ever and pick that, since I can't pick my game.
No, my two games that need to be rebooted and remastered in actually a better storyline, just for the older folks, because I'm showing my age with this. I did a lot of dramatic effect for this one, that's why. Chrono Trigger. I wish Chrono Trigger would get like a reboot or a reboot.
I have no idea what that is.
Exactly.
For the SNES, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good RPG. It was a great RPG.
I played Sega.
You can actually get it on mobile now.
You can?
Yeah, full game.
Full game? I might slide into that. And my second game would be Sacred Mana. Sacred Mana.
That was a good game.
Sacred Mana needs.
Is that the Square Enix game?
Yes.
Like Trials of Mana, all that.
Trials of Mana and stuff like that.
They came out with a new one too.
Yeah, they did, but they just remastered the games that was on Super Nintendo. I mean,
no, like they did the remaster because I have the remaster, and then they just made a new one.
Holy shit! I didn't know that. I did not know that. So now I will look into that.
Now you're showing your stupidity.
Yes, I am. I am. But those are my two games that I would want to do.
Okay. Right, so just for an obvious one, Sly Cooper would be cool.
Okay.
I really think Sly Cooper would be good.
That's cool.
You can do Crash Bandicoot, but I think Crash Bandicoot got one already. Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot got a sequel and a
Corey, all that. You just think. You close your eyes. Think.
Okay. No, I said they might have got one though. So
yeah, we can't be a gaming podcast and not know that Crash just got a new game last year.
True.
Well, I thought it was a couple years ago.
Three-part remaster.
But it just remasters. It's like
one was a remaster, and another one was a racing game.
I think it's like called
was
About Time or something like that.
All right, so yeah.
And there's another time. One coming out too.
Really? There's a mobile game for Crash coming out as well. Yeah.
All right.
Lots of games.
All right.
But taking his stupidity out of account. Sorry.
That's fine.
Infamous, I guess, Infamous. If that's considered dead at this point. I don't think so, but...
I mean, it launched... Last game was at
the
PS4. Yeah.
So what, 2013 or something?
Mm-hmm. I mean...
So it's only been like 8 years. That's like development time, but...
I guess,
So I don't sound stupid just again. Did they make a new Star Fox yet?
No.
That's
okay.
A great one.
Hey. Okay, Star Fox.
Yeah.
Star Fox.
So I was gonna say that. I was talking to another one of my friends. He was saying that he wants a Star Fox, a new game for it on Switch, and I don't think it's ever gonna come because I don't think Star Fox sells that well for Nintendo.
Star Fox is a good game, and
I can't really say.
You probably have to do it different.
The only reason why I would say it's not that good of a game is because a lot of the reason people know of Fox is because of Smash Brothers. Yeah.
Facts.
You know?
What I want to say is, like, in this day and age that we're in, not too many people know about the old games that came out.
True.
So... Being of the old games that came out, thus the reason why I said my two games, because we're in this world where it's like multiplayer, battle world. I mean, online, of course, that's fine. But what if people like me, for example, I don't want to play online all the time with people. You get what I'm saying? And then if I do play online, it's with you guys. You know what I'm saying? So. Why can't
you guys?
Sorry,
exclude him.
I mean, we was playing.
Corn will join a party every third or fifth party.
Yeah, you know, he's around.
We sent him an invite last night, knowing he was online. But hey, whatever.
That's cool. Yeah, that's why.
That's not related.
I was in streaming.
You could join the party.
I didn't have notifications turned off. So when I'm streaming, so I could just like stream.
I didn't know that. You
Who does that? That's something you had to tick off. Like, that's something you changed.
That's something I turned it on.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's a whole
streamed during the party before.
That's not a default.
Corey streamed yesterday. Yeah. Did you know that?
I streamed for the first time. I mean, we're gonna get to that later. Yeah. But yeah. I streamed for the first time.
Did you know that? He streamed?
How would I know he streamed when I never knew what channel?
Maybe if he was in the party.
Maybe
if he was involved.
Maybe.
I mean, you didn't tell us you were streaming, but you know, I had that notification.
Yeah, he did. And then we tune in.
So mm-hmm. next
we
week,
did. I commented.
So next week when I'm asleep, when y'all call me to do this podcast.
Well, fun fact,
I know you live.
It's because I was streaming.
Fun fact, Corn, I actually put it in the chat, and it was like my face right here in the cut. Like, I really had to manually learn how to do this shit my damn self. It's transparent.
Okay, so first off, you were on drugs, clearly.
Heavy on the hookah, by the way. But it was fun. It was good experience.
Into the chat?
Oh, your smokes.
But
yes.
But
I said hey to you.
To get back to what we were talking about, like all those games that was back in the days, all the good selling games, or not even the good selling games, some of the low key games that nobody really heard of, need to get remastered. Mm-hmm. You can do a remaster. You can do a new storyline. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that would be a good win for all companies.
I think that's kind of what they're doing now. Like pretty much every game that comes out. That we kind of just feel is good from jump.
Would you guys consider Super Mario Odyssey a remake of Super Mario 64?
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a remake. I would say
because that's the best game, like
for the Switch.
64. You ever played that?
Yeah. I played a little bit. I'm not gonna say I played a lot of games.
Yeah, I didn't actually beat it until they did the remake on the DS.
So it made a remake.
Yeah, it had a DS remake. But yeah, I respect the Star Fox. I mean, they're gonna say that they gave it to us when they did what is it, Star Atlas or something like that?
Yeah.
Or is a game that came out.
I thought you were gonna say Ace Combat.
Nah. Yeah, Star Atlas.
And they probably just said like, hey, this shit didn't sell, so guess what? And we're not making it.
But that was a multi-plat, and Star Fox was in the Nintendo version, so.
And Metro. Metroid.
Metroid? Yeah, that's a game that's coming too.
Yeah, Metroid would be a good game too.
Yeah, they got one.
Yeah.
I think for me, I want a sequel to Golden Sun. I don't know if you remember that for the Game Boy Advance.
Wasn't that one of the ones that had the extra attachment on the joint?
No,
Castlevania that had it for the Sun like that.
I think it was Castlevania.
That name sounds familiar, but I can't.
Yeah, it's like an RPG.
I definitely remember the game.
Yeah, it had two games on the Game Boy Advance, and then years later they did a sequel on the 3DS. But I feel like it could, or even more so, Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus, that's the one.
That's a throwback.
What's that one?
With Pit in Smash Brothers.
That's another. Dude,
that's the one with the bat.
That's the one with the sword and the wings.
Or Earthbound.
Earthbound.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I think Kid Icarus could get a really good game on Switch.
Low key, Dot Hack.
Okay.
I kind of miss those games.
Another game that could be good on Switch too. You ever played Super Ghouls and Geese? Super Ghouls and Goblins, I think it was.
That name sounds familiar, and only because I feel like it's getting something new.
Probably. It was probably Super Ghouls and Goblins. And Zombies Ate My Neighbor.
I swear to God, I was just about to say Zombies Ate My Neighbor. I never beat that game.
That's the kid with the 3D glasses on?
Yeah.
In the backyard?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and my bro Biggie, we got far, but we never beat it.
Yeah, that game was unbeatable. Just like The Lion King.
Yo, them Disney games were so hard to beat.
Lion King for Super Nintendo? It's the hardest game ever.
I had it on PC. PC.
Did you beat it?
Hell no. I didn't get past like the monkey level.
Exactly.
Yeah, that and Aladdin.
Yeah.
Aladdin I didn't get far too. And I also want to, I wouldn't be me if I don't say this, but Boogerman needs a freaking a game on Super Nintendo again. Boogerman, that's, all you gotta do is YouTube the gameplay.
Yeah.
It was a fun game. It was basically a superhero that did everything repulsively nasty. So he burped, he farted, he threw boogers, and he just rummaged through the world like Mario in a sense. Okay. But he just had those powers.
So Zombies in My Neighbor was fire though.
Zombies in My Neighbor was fire. That was a good ass game to play. What?
I have one series.
Okay.
Well, I can't even call it a series because I just got the one game. Mm-hmm. But another Sunset Overdrive would be fire.
Okay. Although I don't think that's ever going to happen now that PlayStation owns. Oh, they could do a PlayStation exclusive version.
Mm-hmm. I think they could just remaster the first one.
Yeah. They own it now, too.
Yeah. Or just go multiplayer. It's good.
Yeah. I got a question added on to this, mm-hmm. the Pity Pat. What games from any PS series, am I saying that right? Any PS console that came out?
Okay, so a PlayStation exclusive?
Not any PlayStation exclusive per se, but just games that you played on PS.
Okay.
That you want to see for P5 as a remake. A remake or a better storyline or a part whatever to it.
Twisted Metal.
Ooh.
Twisted Metal was fire.
I had two.
I had all of them.
No, I'm saying I had two. I got two answers. I mean, two answers for that. But I didn't put Twisted Metal up there. Twisted Metal was a freaking good game.
Fire. You remember you played Twisted Metal?
Nah, I
never played Twisted Metal.
Do you know what it's about?
Yeah.
Twisted Metal was dumb for me. They
just the demo.
Like, I will throw away the, what's that game that...
the one that came on the sample CD? Yeah.
What's the game, what's that game that everybody played that, no, that,
No, you don't have.
People that playing now, it's like soccer, but it's with remote cars.
Rocket League.
Rocket League. Throw away Rocket League, give me Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal's like a million times better than Rocket League.
Yes.
What about Destruction All-Stars? That's going to be free next month. on
Destruction All-Stars?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's a free PS5 game that's coming out. It's pretty similar, I think.
Is it
similar like Twisted Metal?
I think so. Don't quote me on that.
Mm-hmm. You're quoted.
It's multiplayer. Multiplayer. It's a PlayStation exclusive multiplayer game. You're battling in cars and all that shit.
Well, download that.
Yeah. See, my two games. I want to bring back the Street series.
Streets of Rage?
No, Streets. Like
NBA.
NBA yeah. Streets.
That's a really good game.
NBA Streets, NFL Streets.
Yeah.
Def Jam was my second game. So
Def Jam is fine.
The Def Jam series.
Okay.
I want to bring that back because wrestling didn't do no justice for the past 3 years, I would say. But if you did Def Jam, like if you bring back Def Jam Vendetta to the run when it was on PS2, that would be super dope.
My no, that game is fire. I agree. 100%.
Yeah, like and now you got new rappers, you got new artists, R&B singers. You got execs.
You know what that is? Def Jam Vendetta.
No,
it's basically all the rappers in fighting game.
In a fighting game.
Like from back then, it was like Snoop Dogg.
Do you have a P2?
Of course.
P2. Go to Retro Gaming,
mm-hmm.
Try to get Def Jam Vendetta 2.
Okay,
it's out. Basically, like how you explain, it's like wrestling meets Street Fighter meets the rap world.
Okay.
So it's like, you can play as, who's your favorite rapper now?
Childish.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say Childish Gambino was
versus
Chance.
Just box.
Yeah, you can have Childish Gambino and Chance the Rapper boxing it out. And then doing like wrestling moves, like you didn't watch wrestling.
I know nothing about wrestling outside of The Rock. What's in wrestling?
Okay, you remember like The Rock Bottom and people.
No. As in, I know he was a wrestler.
Holy crap!
Okay,
all right. Mom and Dad was kind of bad on you, man. But
yeah,
like those games, even GoldenEye.
Yeah, so I just got that.
Even GoldenEye.
That's not a PlayStation game.
I know. I really got away from what I was saying. What I was
you
trying
know
to
I think that means I don't have well, one from PlayStation though. Another Jack and Daxter game.
Jack and Daxter?
Yeah.
I haven't played it.
I would have thrown away Ratchet and Clank for Jack and Daxter.
I wouldn't have on any planet.
I don't know.
I would have thrown away the last Ratchet and Clank game for a Jack and Daxter game for sure, 100% every time. All of them. Is getting into a conversation I'm not going to have with you.
Okay.
All of them.
I'm not having that conversation.
Is that a threat?
More of a promise.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Things delicious.
I'm sorry.
I'm not having that conversation.
It is what it is.
I'm not having that conversation with you.
Okay. So.
We're not doing that.
All right, so
Twisted
Metal,
Jack
and Daxter, NFL Streets, and Def Jam,
mm-hmm.
Persona.
Like, leave me alone.
All right, so.
I just want to play Persona 3 again.
So on the flip side of that, if you could cancel, like, if you could end a series that's been going on, where do you end it?
Call of Duty.
Damn.
Wow. I just don't want to be asked to play no games online.
That's
bad. All right, I would like to thank our... The three listeners we had for tuning in. This is probably going to be the last one. No one's listening to this.
I'm going to talk to y'all.
We're going to hurt everybody's soul that's been watching us.
I'm going to talk to y'all.
This final answer?
Call of Duty final answer?
No, to kill off a game series. I have to think of like a really bad game series that I played.
Right.
And I can't think of any games that I played that were that bad.
You're going to say Power Rangers.
Nope.
Or the Avengers.
The Avengers had one game. You can't kill them off. Like, what?
Just make sure they.
Dre, you know me so well. Because I was going to say Avengers for 500, please. Because you can just give me Marvel Alliance.
That was a fire game.
That was better.
Did you get the new one?
Huh?
Did you get the new one?
I was tempted to get it to there.
They made a new Marvel Alliance?
Yeah.
It's on the Switch. Marvel Alliance 3.
Oh, I don't.
I was like,
I want X-Men Legends. That was the best one, though.
I was thinking Rise of the Imperfects. I was looking at it the other day. I was like, that was probably one of my favorite X-Men games.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think of the theories.
If I have to really pick a series, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you got no more.
Like, if I say anything, it's going to be real petty.
Mm-hmm.
If I say any series, it's going to be petty.
Oh, no, I know my series.
Can I I'm going to go with Persona.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I interject with one thing? We'll get back to you. I don't forget what I was going to say. Never mind. Continue.
Just put a little more bass in your voice. A little bit more.
So now because it's not bass in my voice, I'm not worthy.
No, okay. I said, fellas, not corn. It's just... We all talking like we in a library. Yeah.
So like for me, if I had to cancel something, I am canceling Dragon Ball Z games going forward.
My man.
I'll be fine with it.
Can we just do anime games as a whole?
We can do anime games as a whole. I'm with you on that one too, buddy.
Thank you, pal.
I don't think we there yet, but we getting damn close.
Yeah. Like no.
It's getting there.
Dragon Ball
Z. Can we cancel? No. No.
Come on.
Can we revive Jump? Like, can we get it back to how it was on the DS and shit?
Where Jump?
Yeah, like J-Stars.
Oh, okay.
J-All-Stars, just that whole thing.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
It was. On the console, though.
Yeah, I want it on console.
It was on the console, that's the problem.
Yeah. I want a better one on the console.
That's.
So, I mean, I'm cool with keeping anime games, I just don't want another Dragon Ball Z game. I don't think I can play through...
I want another Xenoverse.
The same story.
Yeah. So, I would want
a Xenoverse. I can't take another Dragon Ball story game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can play through Xenoverse.
Unless we're just going to cut it and we're like...
So, we can't say Super. Dragon Ball Z then.
Like, let's just start at Super.
Because Xenoverse was dope.
Yeah, it was, but... As much as I loved it, I don't think I love it enough to say I want more Dragon Ball Z games.
That's fair.
You know?
To be an asshole, and I finally got my answer, Marvel vs. Capcom, they series need to stop. It pissed me off.
Yeah, the recent one was dirt.
The recent one was ass cheeks to me. I want the one...
Damn, I can't think of anything.
I think it was two. Marvel's Capcom 2, they need to keep that same aspect and put it in the better concept.
That's true. I agree.
That and Mortal Kombat.
Stop in Mortal Kombat? I can see that.
Yo, everything I'm saying is the same way. I just wanted it to be how it was
back then.
Once upon a time. Not even when I was a kid. More so. Just give me the same fighting aspect.
I found the game.
As Marvel's Capcom.
I think I know.
Marvel's Capcom 2 was perfect because you have the interchange.
The one I was thinking
the graphics
at
one point.
What?
If you enhance the graphics, perfect. Okay. That's all you really have to do.
But so Marvel's going. Sorry, Corey, to cut you off. We came up with
that answer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to use our joint powers.
We're going to go with Pokemon.
Yeah. Pokemon, oh, okay.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for next one.
They ran out of ideas, man. Now they got
thank you. Yeah, okay, so okay. You know what? We might have to change the topic of the second question because we have to get into this now because I'm about to hear some shit. And let's hear it.
Okay.
We said it.
They ran out of ideas.
Yeah, they got
I feel like
back your shit up.
That's not my reason.
All right, when Pokemon started, it was animals, right?
Right.
Some of them.
I can actually back them up.
Was okay. Kind of just a ball.
I could. Let's back out.
No. I want to hear. Don't help him.
Okay.
Don't help him.
All right.
Okay.
It gradually got to more animals.
Uh huh.
And now they're just full blown Megazords.
Yes.
What? Because of the giant Pokemon?
You think we give a fuck about... Excuse my friend. You think we give a fuck about any Megalomax Pokemon?
Bro, Dynamax Pokemon were there since the first generation.
Facts.
They were.
What does that have to do with what I said?
With what they are?
What they look like now.
Okay, so explain to me what Magnemite is.
A magnet.
A magnet.
Two magnets.
Yes.
And
at least.
Two magnets stuck to a ball.
With a nail in it.
Okay.
What's Mr. Mime? What animal is he in the wild?
But you're subjecting what I'm saying. I'm not saying they were all animals.
No, but you're saying the designs.
I'm saying like they were Pokemon. Now it's just like, what is it now?
But that's why I'm asking. What were they back then?
We got time today.
What were they back then?
Creatures.
We got time.
Creatures.
Yes.
So mimes are naturally occurring. Animals just running out there?
I'll put it like this.
Don't
nope,
yourself.
Nope, because I can defend it. I can defend this.
To anybody who identifies as a mime.
Pokemon
What is it? Chansey. Sorry.
Pokemon consist of a few animals, a few humans, a few human deformities. Let me go with that.
Humanoid creatures?
Yeah, like you know, like random.
Yeah, we're not calling mines human deformities. That's not what we're going to try to apply.
Aliens.
That's why I said sorry early.
Aliens.
You say that.
And that's it.
And balls.
And balls.
And just thoughts. Yeah. Okay. And just random thoughts. So like a diddle was a random thought.
My thing is it's just like, what's good about the new Pokemon?
What do you mean what's good about it?
No, the Pokemon, not the game. Oh, the Pokemon.
So, fellas, if y'all tune into this this podcast, I just want to give y'all a quick disclaimer. Pronounce it? Alils. Alils is a Pokemon fanatic, and
he's a Pokemon master.
We originally did this just to get him mad.
Yeah. We didn't get him mad, but
now we gotta talk about it.
Now
we gotta talk about it.
Physical proof or good theories on why we can agree to disagree to this Pokemon battle. Just want to. Oh, we can get back to what we were saying.
Oh, you're gonna bring up the.
I'm gonna marry my computer for this one. Because we gotta talk about this.
Ooh.
Okay. I mean.
You know this came off, right?
It's not the same part. That's my story. But the thing is like, I can feel what Dre and Korn are saying. And I don't really like the Megazord. I don't like the Megazord Pokemon. I'm going to say it. I call it that way.
Oh, man.
The Megazord Pokemon's got to go. It's like the same storyline. Stop me if you're wrong.
I mean, technically.
I want to hear everything you have to say.
Technically,
about
if you want to get down to it, everything's the same storyline. It's just somebody saving the world from something.
Yeah.
True. But you go into
that was very general of what you just said.
But let's put it like this.
Technically.
You're going to the same eight gyms.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to the same eight gyms. Well, I fought Brock like.
Okay, hold on. What's the last iconic Pokemon?
Corviknight.
You
can say Corviknight.
Dragapult.
Five.
Who's
Dragapult? That's your fault.
Yeah. But you got the same eight you got the same eight gyms. Regardless of what, you're bumping into the same eight gyms.
Different types per gym.
Yeah. It's like 18 types.
Yeah. Okay. 18 types.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting 18 badges. You're getting this. You're going to the same eight gyms that have the same exact types. Oh, excuse me.
No, it's not the same types.
In a sense, it is.
There was no ghost gym in Gen 1.
Yeah.
Was it ghost
there
was a psychic.
It was psychic.
Okay. Psychic. It's not a ghost gym. That's not ghost.
It's not a ghost gym.
What?
So you take
there was a ghost Elite Four.
So I got. Yeah.
Agatha.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not a gym.
I was getting to that. I was like, the Elite Four. You fight the guy for a Pokemon Master.
So then, in what game do you ever not fight the same type of enemy more than once? There's only 18 types, you're not just going to have 18 fights in the game.
Well, my argument for this, I will use Zelda. The only person that's the same in every Zelda.
Ganondorf?
Different type of game. But also, you're not considering the field enemies, like just the regular mob.
Mm-hmm.
You find those same people like 50, 60, 200.
All right, initially that wasn't my mind. It's just a Pokemon for me. The actual Pokemon.
But you gotta dive deep into it if you don't start this battle.
So, mm-hmm. Dre, you're turning 30, right? And
damn.
I think. No. And I'm only saying that because, Corey, you are also over the age of 30.
Right, fuck you.
What do you mean? I'm not your parents.
I don't know what age.
I didn't say exact age.
I'm Neverland.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's a whole different issue. Right. I'm the youngest person here, right?
Right.
So, mm-hmm. When Gen 1 came out, I was... When I played Red Version, I was like 6.
Yeah,
right? I was like 6 years old beating Red Version. And...
Small kid.
Okay. But... The Pokemon designs back then were trash too. There was trash. There are trash designs in every single gen. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're at what, 900 and something Pokemon now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not all gonna be hitters.
But I mean, he has a point.
They're not all going to
catch. But even the stretch Dre's point. Out of 975 Pokemon,
they look like Digimon now.
They're all practically the same creatures, just different colors. I'm probably dragging with this one. This is probably
dragging.
Yeah, except for the Pikachu cross country, but that's expected.
Like let's say for example,
they look like Digimon now.
For example, the Bug Pokemons.
Okay.
Most Bug Pokemons look like.
Yeah, Scyther.
I said most. I didn't say all.
Well, Pinsir and Scyther are cousins, and Heracross is their cousin too. That's their own group.
So look,
so
like
you're just gonna make them related.
So like
they are related.
And that's gonna be a point towards your.
That's not my argument.
See, I can't argue. See, this is where I get off with it, because I don't know all 975, but when I see them, I know like they all look the same to me.
Well, you know what that means.
Let me help you out.
Wait, so let me just ask you a question. So in this, what is it, Shield and Sword?
Yeah.
What Pokemon were you hyped to catch?
That was hype. So I was really hyped for Corviknight.
Toxtricity.
Yes. Toxtricity was...
What is that, legendary?
No.
Just a...
The legendary...
So he's like the Absol, basically, of... You know that one random, like, non-evolution...
I don't know. No, he's an evolution.
Oh, he's an evolution.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So he's like the what? Like the Tyrant... Like the Larvitar of the... Not type-wise, I'm talking about, like, hype-wise.
Like, I don't even think
you know
so.
How everybody wanted the dragon and the legendary?
Yeah, but I'm
probably
even...
closest to, like, Psyduck going into Golduck, maybe?
You were hyped for a Psyduck?
I mean, but Golduck was pretty dope.
Maybe, like, more equivalent to that. Maybe Lucario?
Yeah. See, like, Lucario. Okay, I get that. Okay.
Corviknight.
He said that.
The starters?
What's Corviknight?
Bird.
All evolution or one?
Evolution.
Okay.
To answer your question, though, I was just happy to have all three starter Pokemon. After that, all other Pokemon didn't matter to me.
Yeah, the starters were a must have for me.
So
Nickit or whatever?
Would you agree that it's been, like, dwindling?
The amount that I was hyped for?
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm also getting older now, and I can't remember all of them the way I used to. So I do have to look up names, but...
The fact that you got a screensaver of Pokemon is hilarious.
That's my point, though. Has it been dwindling for you?
Apparently.
Huh?
Like, do you remember getting Dratini?
Oh, I was hyped.
Do you remember that?
No.
That was a good feeling.
I didn't get him until Fire Red. It was too hard to find him, so I said, screw it. I'm going to just get...
Well, I couldn't get a Dratini, so I ended up trading for it.
Blah, blah, blah.
And it was the best feeling in the world when I got to trade. My friend was like, yo, I got an extra one.
I guess technically it's been dwindling, but not really. Because I went back and I looked back, like, I was looking at Gen 2 Pokemon. There was, like, 10.
Yeah.
Gen 2?
Total.
Gen 2 is one of my favorite gens, but it has some of my least favorite Pokemon.
That's true.
That's right.
Right.
I just personally feel like with all the animals that are in the world, they circulate, the same 10.
Some of those look cool, I'm not gonna lie.
Like, you see that fire one right there?
Is that a cup?
What's that one?
The centipede one?
The centipede one?
Okay.
Looks like a centipede. It's like the grass version of a centipede. You get what I'm saying?
That's Caterpie right there.
And that look like the fire. They look like the fire version of each other. They all look the same. That look the Dragapult.
Who did he look like?
What does that look
Who
like?
Who does he look like?
That will give that will. That's an enhanced Dratini to me. I mean,
that's
an enhanced Dragonite. Excuse me.
Hell no.
No, that's not enhanced. What's the middle? Dragonair.
That's an enhanced Dragonair.
Yes.
The man has missiles on his head.
Case in point.
Advanced. Dragonair don't got nothing on his... What?
Case in point, but...
Hold on, what are you arguing? Pokemon can't be the same shape?
I'm just saying it. Because
they're just the same general shape and kind of the same color.
They practically look the same.
So I'm saying by this point, right? By the 8th gen...
That's not practical.
All right, go to that butterfly looking one at the bottom next to the fire.
Go to it and see.
Butterfree.
Because that is literally Butterfree.
That better be Butterfree.
It is literally Butterfree.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. This
it
one?
Is.
Yeah,
it is literally
so that's Gigantamax.
Next to Charizard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those
are Gigantamax. What's
the name? Zigzag Goongata regional.
Look, it's old head Meowth.
Yes, that's literally a different form of Meowth.
Yes.
Okay. So are those
a different form of Ponyta?
Mm-hmm.
Those?
Yeah. So,
the two horses?
These two right here?
All
right. Yeah, these
different
are
form of ponytail.
Different forms.
Yeah, they
of
have different types now, right?
Yeah. So,
which makes sense because actual animals in like life have that.
Yeah.
No, it do, but y'all don't see the problem with this?
With
You decided that a ghost dragon with two missiles on his head, whose head is shaped like a fighter plane, looks like is practically the same as Dragonite.
So you mean to tell
that
me
that just looks like a regular like cartoon dragon?
So y'all have to hear my key point to this. Mm-hmm. It is a Vance version. It's just like if I sat here, if you all right.
So you're saying it looks too similar, right?
It's similar, but you just add an extra.
Can you tell the difference between like I had this a horse and a pony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But they're pretty much the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Too,
but that's
right?
Not my point.
That's Corey's point.
That's not my point. That's my argument.
They're pretty much the same though. Horse and a pony.
But it's like
pretty much.
But
the
you
same.
Gotta.
And
you
a
gotta,
donkey.
Right.
But you gotta understand. You gotta understand me.
And a zebra.
It might be just because I love the old one so much.
And that's fine.
That could be a tool. But my whole.
It's like.
So
but it's also
thing.
Like at some point, what do you want to do? Never make another bird.
If
never
you,
make another dragon.
If,
so
no,
they're never gonna
the
have anything that
you
flies.
Don't
just
like,
get creative.
But if
that's the point, that's the point of the game, to be creative.
Bro, they have a ghost dragon fighter plane based off a prehistoric creature that you're saying is too similar to a dragon that just looks like Barney, but is a different color.
He was talking about Dragonair.
And those two are too similar?
He was talking about Dragonair.
I know, but bro, like...
Like
they're
talking
literally
about
the two types of dragons.
Right?
Of dragons
right.
With
Magnemite
wings
evolves from
wings.
One magnet to three together.
Agreed.
That is the laziest thing you could have come up with.
No.
Krabby's just
no,
a
no,
crab.
No. The laziest thing they ever came up with is the fucking Pokeball right there of Voltron.
That's clever.
And his evolution is just flipped upside down.
But that makes sense for a JRPG because there are mimics in like almost all JRPGs.
Yeah. And the most laziest one, let's be honest. Electrode is like.
No, Krabby is just a crab.
Yeah,
there's nothing special about it.
Goldeen is literally
just
Goldeen.
Iconic, though. That's the thing. Like,
but that one, but this 150 right here is very iconic when you think about
not
it.
It's
all
iconic.
If you were to go through
it,
bro,
right?
If you were to go through
it, it's not that.
Probably
it's
something like maybe 10.
It's probably
because
we don't want
you to. I could probably pick 10.
Probably
so,
10. I'm not including like you can't do Charizard, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard.
No, I could probably, I could definitely spit. I can definitely.
What?
How many of them did you actually run on your team anytime you played?
We're like, okay, now I'm hyped to catch them.
Truthfully, I was hyped for Growlithe all the time. Because
truthfully,
Growlithe,
everyone who
mm-hmm.
says, like, yo, Pokemon was so great back in Gen 1 and Gen 2, every time they play with the same six.
That's a fact.
Nope.
The same exact six.
I can honestly say I wasn't that person. I always try to.
I
can
do it right.
Always
now.
Try to.
Polygon was dope to catch.
Polygon. Growlithe.
Yeah, Eevee was dope because you know you had
Eevee,
the three.
You had
Dratini,
Poliwag, Kangaskhan.
Kangaskhan was dope to catch.
Kangaskhan, Munchoke. Am I saying Munchoke right?
Munchop.
Okay, Munchop. You got Alakazam.
Yeah, Abra was dope to catch. Lapras. Magikarp, even though he was.
I want to see if you get to 12.
If
you get to 12, that means the two you had two sets. That's
wait,
all.
No, no, no.
But
I can probably get you to 15.
Pass.
No lie. Huh?
I ain't pass.
Hmm? I don't even know if you got to 6 yet.
No, I'm not done. Nina Queen,
mm-hmm.
Nina King.
I went through all of mine. I got 11.
Yeah,
Nina
11.
King, Nina Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Hypno Lee, Hypno Chan. And we're not even talking starter Pokemon. I actually out of all the beginning Pokemon.
You could add all the starters. It's only three.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do it. I was getting to the birds. Pidgeot, I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Pidgeot, I loved, and what was?
Did you watch the show?
There was another one.
Corey,
that watched the show a little bit.
I think that's what it was for me.
I
didn't watch the show.
The green one, Scyther, and Toro.
So
I made it to 14.
14.
Yeah, and I probably got more, but it's just
keep going. Grab another one.
Grab another one.
Yeah.
Just
go for the
Poliwag was up to catch.
Electrode. Magmar.
You like the Pokeball?
Huh?
You like the
Electrobuzz. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Electrobuzz.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
Magmar, and
I
used
like
to rotate.
Electabuzz and Magmar is dope.
Yeah, the 16 I used to rotate them.
You
like,
realize
you know
that those 16 that's like 10% of the Pokemon that are there.
Yeah. Oh no, because it's 150.
No, no, but
so obviously with yeah, like evolution, 12, so yeah. It's lower.
Rhyhorn,
yeah, no,
but that's still only like 20%.
Rhyhorn, I forgot about Rhyhorn, and like I told you, in the last podcast, I like Ditto. You
love
Ditto. You suit up,
and you forgot Ghastly.
Ghastly, I love Ghastly too. I forgot about Ghastly. And I'm roughly like at 20.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like, at like 20.
I'm roughly at like 20.
You're weird.
So, but no. Volpix.
Wait, so go back to the new Pokemon.
Oh, and I forgot about Hypno.
Go back to the new
Hypno.
You was rocking Hypno.
I was.
You're
rocking
a weirdo,
with Hypno.
Bro. Okay,
bro.
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna lie.
Sleep. Look. Sleep. Dream Eater. I was volley.
I ain't never used Hypno until Pokemon Go.
That's how I knew it.
Oh no no no! Y'all bugging.
Not using Hypno.
Y'all bugging. I was rocking with Hypno. Look at this.
Dre.
No, Dre.
Hold on, watch this.
You know the new gen in Sword and Shield? Guess what kind of Pokemon it got?
What?
Here you go.
A cup?
Yes.
A fucking teacup.
First off, he's tea.
No fucking creation, bro.
That's not creative.
No,
but Pokeball is okay. But the Pokeball is okay. That's the thing.
I'm not saying it.
Don't make sense.
No.
The magnet is okay.
No. I said it's not okay.
I agree with you.
I said okay. You said you want the most lazy creation. I was like that. Then I said, let's be honest. That's a lazy creation. I said the other one that you said was a lazy creation. I said Electro.
Okay.
I mean the eggs. Execute.
Yeah.
I said those are lazy creations. If you put my whole thing is you've been doing this for 9 gens. You mean to tell me y'all can't? It's like with me. It's like when you pay attention, if you play the game and you pay attention hard enough, you'll notice that, all right, they just making anything. Like, I think there was a Pokemon.
That's what they did back in the day.
No. Like, they OD'ing now. Like, you're old enough to know the bullshit now. It's just like you watch a cartoon.
So, Muck and Ditto ain't the same thing?
Huh?
Muck and Ditto ain't the same thing? They ain't just purple blobs?
One transformed, one didn't. One was poisonous and one transformed.
So they're not practically the same thing?
No, we're talking about aesthetics here. No, we're talking looks.
Well, I'm just
I just
yeah, and he said that. He did say that. I'll give Corey that.
I'm like the creativity. Like, all right. Here's how I can break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly. The first gen. All right. When we played Pokemon, of course we saw a couple of mistakes. We're like, all right, this Pokemon's bullshit.
But you were younger, so
yeah, we were young.
Okay.
You think it's okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting older now.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to, what gen we on? 9, you said?
8. We're on gen 8.
All right, we're on gen 8. You mean to tell me, now y'all just not giving a fuck? That's like gen 9. The Pokemon that come out, a wild middle finger. It's just like that. Ah, bit my tongue. Like this. You're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
It's like low-key. I do low-key just want to get your opinion on a couple of them. Right?
Okay.
So.
You know what? This is
the Apple Dragon. Right? The one next to the apple?
That's a drag.
That's not, like, clever. No. The worm inside the apple became a dragon that's using the apple as, like, wings and armor.
Now that I see that, yeah, you're right.
That's not clever?
That's clever.
Toxtricity ain't just cool looking? That's not badass?
That's the actual Pokemon I actually captured and I was actually hyped for.
Okay. Let's go up some more. What's wrong with Rillaboom?
Yo, Rillaboom is literally just a Super Saiyan 3 monkey.
That's not dope, bro.
I don't see him. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that is what he is. Super Saiyan 3 monkey. Matter of fact, he's just Super Saiyan 3.
Like, what's bad about that?
I'm not saying. Look.
Right.
For the record.
Cinderace, yeah. I understand if you got an issue.
The only thing I don't like about Cinderace is his hand.
Let's be honest.
It's too human. I don't like it.
Let me be honest. See, y'all showing all the good ones.
Well, I'm showing. We're going through all of them.
We're
going
to go through. Yeah. Right.
And tell me if you have an issue with that one.
I like what they created with that.
It looks like they're interacting with Lucario.
Look, I like what they did with that. They said they analyzed him out of 007.
Mm-hmm.
Very creative.
Okay.
Not taking nothing away from it.
Now, what's wrong with Corviknight?
Ho-ho. That's a ho-ho.
That's a ho-ho?
That's a
you mean a hoo-hoo?
Hoo-hoo. Excuse me. No. Go right there. Thank you.
That's a baby bird.
What do you want a baby bird to look like?
Right, but look how you...
That's also a pigeon.
But look. No. Look how you drew it. If you take a ho-ho and put it right next to each other, it's the same thing. It's no creativity.
Hoo-hoo was almost a perfect circle.
Yeah.
Corn.
Matter of fact.
Corn,
it's because they're
you are not fucking serious.
It's
because
they look like
Corn, you
chicks.
Are not fucking serious.
Have you seen a baby
you
bird?
You are not fucking serious.
What do you want him to make a baby bird look like?
I just want to point out, this is not where the night was planned on.
No. Because we're going to get back on track in a minute.
What do you want him to make a baby bird look like?
Huh?
What do you want him to make a baby bird look like?
You could be more creative. You can.
That's what baby birds look like.
No, hear me out. The same way you do all these other characters, you can get creative. Just like
the just like
the enhanced Dratini. Y'all just said y'all just talked about how they put.
So Dratini, Dragonair, and Gyarados ain't practically the same thing to the point where there are theories that they're like supposed to evolve into each other.
Mm-hmm. I can't see it.
You'll see Dratini, Dragonair, and Gyarados.
Yeah, they even address that in the new anime.
That's,
series.
He's got to be capping now, right?
No, I can't.
They don't look anything.
No,
alike.
I can't put that.
They
could
be cousins.
They could be cousins, but I can't see that being that involved.
But my
you can't see that Gyarados.
That it's not excited. Well, for me, I'm not excited anymore. Maybe because I stopped watching the show.
So,
and
and I can completely understand that. If you say you can't get into Pokemon now because you're at an age where it's not for you, that's perfectly fine.
It's not that, though, because I still like them.
What I will
say,
though, the designs are probably more boom burst to me now than they were before. Like when they miss,
they fucking miss.
But when they get one nice,
they get
it's fucking nice. Like, Toxtricity to me looks better than everything in Gen 1 outside the Charizard.
No, I'm not. But here's
really?
My thing.
Gyarados don't look dope to you?
Gyarados looks dope, but I think Toxtricity looks
cooler. Here's what I
think Corviknight looks better than any bird they've ever designed.
Corviknight.
Just Google searcher.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I'm not sitting here saying they can't have a hit and miss. I understand that. But y'all gotta throw me a bone here. Y'all gotta see the resemblance in certain Pokemons with these same Pokemon.
Like, so I feel like you're still playing because you love Pokemon, right?
So, yeah, I would still
play because I loved Pokemon and, like, I can't get
out of nostalgia.
You get it?
That's fine. Okay.
So that's just like, you know, it's like.
It's just like, for example, a dragon. They're gonna do a dragon type Pokemon. How many different ways do you want them to do a dragon before they try so many ways where, like, now y'all are just reaching? Because either way, it's either going to be, well, everything looks the same as it used to, or it's a brand new design. It's like, y'all are reaching. That don't even look like nothing.
Nobody says
that about Yu-Gi-Oh. Starburst. Starburst Dragon or some shit?
I thought watching Yu-Gi-Oh.
Stardust Dragon and Blue Eyes is basically the same.
Like, the Red Eyes and Blue Eyes are the same.
Yeah. Right? But no one complains about that with Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, I can complain about it
because Yu-Gi-Oh is not big. It's not
the biggest Pokemon. Let's be honest here.
Okay, so.
And Yu-Gi-Oh's done.
Let's talk card games, right? Because Pokemon.
Yu-Gi-Oh's done.
Yu-Gi-Oh's never done.
Yu-Gi-Oh is not done.
The show is not done.
Pokemon didn't get it.
I'm not.
Just trying to end your argument before you started.
Mm-hmm.
Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon, two different types.
They're both card games.
No, Pokemon wasn't originally a card game. It was a battle. It was a battle system versus Yu-Gi-Oh being an actual card game. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But then, if you're going to take it there, then that means Pokemon initially was a manga, I think, technically.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to go there,
no.
When we first got it, it was a game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to go to JRPGs back then...
I'm only going with what I know.
Okay.
But just to go
I'm
back...
I'm sorry.
No,
because
no,
Pokemon's
yeah.
a JRPG.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, if we're going to JRPGs back then, in terms of different types of enemies, you had, like, maybe 20 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even nowadays, when you have a lot, there's, like, 100 different enemies.
Okay.
Pokemon is just dropping you 100, at the very least, different looking motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
every couple of years.
No, and
for a JRPG, I get it, it's like creature collection, but no other creature collection thing that I know of has nearly as many creatures. Like, there's going to be repeats.
Yeah, Digimon is close.
Maybe, yeah.
You know,
and they have a lot of repeats, too.
Right?
Hopefully.
But, like, when you have to think of, like, imagine I told you, design 900 animals. You think you're going to draw a uniquely, like, distinctly unique, like, 900 distinctly unique. I couldn't name 900 different animals.
My thing is, like...
You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, like...
So it's like, I get what you're saying to where it's like, you still have to be unique, but at a point...
But you...
Like, if you're making a rabbit, it's going to look like the other rabbit you made at.
like they, in some way.
And I'm not saying, you know? like even, all right, I'm glad you use rabbit. That's a rabbit right there, right? Mm-hmm. Can we all agree to disagree that's a rabbit? Mm-hmm. If they
talking
did
about
it,
rabbit, by the way.
Oh, if they did a if they made a rabbit character, not standing, mm-hmm. just sitting on the ground.
Nidoran?
Huh?
Nidoran? Both of them? Because they're...
Yeah. It's debatable.
They're mostly based off... If you look at their design features, yeah. they have rabbit ears and
the
rabbit
teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah, the teeth.
They
agreed.
Walk and stand like
that. No, I agree. But, right? But you see... But,
so they did two rabbits different.
And look,
but now how else do you want them to do it? Because you got one standing, you got one sitting. Well, the other one can't have arms. He just got to have wings only. And then when you do that for the third one, what do you do for the fourth rabbit?
You could do...
When you're on your 1800th Pokemon.
But here's my thing. You don't always have to go with the same animal every time
down. I know, but if you need 100 every couple of years, do you know... You're not going to remember every single type of animal on the planet and what they look like. You're going to see an animal outside and say, if that was on fire, that would look fire.
Dragon Ball Z's created.
Well, now let's do a wet one.
So, you know? All right.
Like, the Saiyans all look alike, but there's, like, a reason behind it.
There's three Gokus.
There is three Gokus.
There's
like,
three.
Four Gokus. Four. Bardock, right? Goku, Goten.
But, like, in real life, Travis, like, look how many
Goku
different
Junior.
Breeds of
Goku
dogs
Junior.
You have. They're practically all just a dog.
Here's
but there's different breeds, so you could have
all right.
a bunch of different rabbits that
here's how I can
might
counter-
be similar, but not.
Here's how I can counteract it. When was a bear shown in Pokemon? What gen?
Two.
Well, who was two?
Two.
Ursaring.
Is that the one that Ursaring? Is that the one that was the grizzly bear that's like this
yeah.
and he got like
yeah.
a yellow
yeah.
in the pot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
Then you have...
they did Bear Tick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the... is that the new one? Is that the newer ones now?
That's
bear
gen
tick.
Four or five?
Five.
I can't remember.
There's a panda
bear,
one,
I mean.
Too.
I can't remember.
Snorlax might be a bear too.
And then Snorlax is a bear.
I thought he was a cat.
I think he's basically
a
bear.
But if you
probably
have
a few things.
No, so there's the ice bear.
Ice bear.
There's
the grizzly bear.
Uh-huh. There's a panda.
A panda.
I feel like I'm missing.
Even if so, for our argument purposes, we have three different type of bears.
Mm-hmm.
You see how easy that was?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard to figure out. All right, let's do a different animal because 9 times out of 10, when it comes to these creators, they only just taking something from an old gen and making it as a new one.
But they
so it's like it's like you're dragging it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a drag. Like even
but
with this,
even to the point you just made, they did 9 gens, almost 900 Pokemon. They've only used a bear
how many,
three times.
Matter of fact, how many Power Rangers use dinosaurs?
I stopped watching Power Rangers after like space.
Maybe
Turbo.
There's like five with dinosaurs. The first one, Dino Thunder, Dino Charged.
Stuffle. That's the one I think we were missing.
I'm so sorry to get so far off track. But even you see how that water Pokemon right there,
Dreadnought. Yeah.
That like Squirtle, but like a Blastoise. But they made that better. They made that much better than how a Blastoise would look.
Okay, so what could they have done differently from Blastoise there?
No.
That would have made
No, he likes this one.
I like this one. That's how they creatively changed it.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, for Alligator. Like,
but he doesn't just look like Torterra, but blue?
See, I don't know what Torterra is.
The turtle with the tree on its back?
Oh, see? But look,
it's just
the same thing again. They took the tree off. So now, look, but that one looked like...
It's practically the same thing. All they did was they had cannons. They took the cannons off, put the tree on. But that's practically
point.
Doing this. The only thing that they did differently there was remove the cannons off of
Blastoise
and put them on all fours.
They're based off the same animals, it's not necessarily the animal that they're basing the new one off of. It's like a mythological creature. So Torterra is
the world turtle.
Yeah, like so. You remember in Avatar,
mm-hmm.
The Last Airbender, where he learned how to, he went to that giant turtle shit where he was running away.
Yes, but
no,
fun fact: I watched like I think I.
Oh, you just rewatched it?
I think I never watched it, so I started watching it. I think I got to half of season 2.
Okay, so.
I might have seen it.
I'm happy that wasn't a spoiler.
Yeah. No.
Great.
By the way.
We made it this far. We haven't spoiled nothing yet.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even want to bring it up earlier. This might be the least amount of curses we've used. Like,
oh, yeah, too.
Just as even outside of the podcast, I mean, just talking to you guys, this is probably the least we've
ever cursed. Look, even if you go down, look, you see how the rock book, you see how they changed the rocks a little bit? I mean, obviously.
He's not rocky, he's cold.
Now here's my question, because you see how they changed the rocks there, right?
Right.
So what didn't they change there between Centipede and Centiscorch? The only thing they have in common is their centipedes.
Oh, we're looking at the bottom.
Hmm?
No, I'm just because
before you said that one is just Caterpie.
They're just like a fire version of Caterpie.
But Caterpie is a caterpillar.
It's a great... Yeah, but that would be a caterpillar.
So that's
fire.
Just...
What? No?
That's just a shopping cart. That's just a shopping cart version of Geodude.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So what's better about it?
I said at least they get a little better creativity.
Where was the creativity? It's just a Geodude's in a shopping cart.
Because at least they're not making it with arms and stuff. Go back up to the bird for me one time.
Bird.
The bird one. They're not making it like that.
What's wrong with that?
Oh.
Nah, he does look like Hoot Hoot, bro.
Thank you, bro.
He looks like Hoot Hoot.
How you spell Hoot Hoot?
Corviknight is amazing.
But you're talking about a baby bird. What else do you want a baby bird to look like? Pidgey look like that. Taylor look like that.
Yeah,
every baby bird looks like that because that's what baby birds look like.
No.
Gen ones,
they did different.
You could be in a different...
If you're creative, you would have did
Bowls or something.
I can't.
That's Hoot Hoot, bro.
How do you spell Hoot Hoot?
Was
Hoot Hoot?
Specifically to hide that it had two legs.
Hoot Hoot? Oh, Hoot.
Yeah.
Hoot.
Yeah,
Hoot.
Yeah, just Hoot twice.
Thank you.
Cause the
boy. No.
They're circles?
Go back to that, please.
Oh, no, that's... That, yo,
go back to it, please.
They're circles.
Please go back to it.
They're circles?
Please go back to it. Boy.
No.
They're
boy.
Not just circles?
No. Boy.
No.
They're not serious. Bro.
That's
Hoot Hoot. No.
So you didn't have any issues with Hoot Hoot?
Are they serious?
You didn't have any issues with Hoot Hoot?
No, because
Hoot Hoot is just Pidgey. Search Pidgey. Pidgey got the same black shit around.
They don't look like a Pidgey.
They're the same exact color. Search Pidgey.
A Pidgey look like a Pidgey.
No, they're the same exact color.
Versus that looks like an owl to you?
Look
versus this was supposed to be an owl.
Look up Pidgey.
And that...
It's an owl.
It's a raven.
Pull up
Pidgey. Holy shit.
Nah, he looks like
whoa, all right, no. Now we are obviously
pull
not looking at the
Pidgey.
Same things.
No, so the type of
pull
animal doesn't matter, though,
Pidgey.
But they just look alike.
That's not Hoot Hoot. It's got the same black things around
yeah.
his eyes. It's the same exact colors. His legs is the same
you
colors.
You think that looks like Hoot Hoot?
That looks more like
that
Hoot Hoot.
That and Hoot aren't the same design? How is that
then,
creative?
Yeah.
They're the same exact color.
So Pidgey looks like Hoot Hoot.
Pidgey looks more like Hoot
Hoot. Hold on, go back to
Pidgey
real quick. Go back to
Pidgey
real quick.
You're bugging.
Same color, same black around the eyes.
You know, I love.
Same color
I love what
beak,
me and Dre
same
have.
Color legs. The only thing different
so
is the eye
looks,
color.
That looks
like more Pidgey. Like Hoot Hoot.
That looks
than,
more.
No,
bro, you're
Pidgey
a wildling.
Looks more like Hoot Hoot.
Because look,
than Rookie
because like you said,
like
you're going with the
that,
colors.
You're bugging.
You're
the
that's
colors,
what you're going
the design. They both have the black design.
That's
long
a ball,
black design.
And the other one is a ball. This is not a ball.
That's not
a
bird.
So you're saying because of shape.
So because they're circular.
So that's how you gotta start. That's how you start drawing. It's a shape.
But
it's a shape.
But they share the exact same color scheme.
They have the same color scheme.
They
have the
same
features.
This one got eyes. Look. All
okay.
All right.
So look at the black
the
around the
eyes.
Is
the
eyes.
Right.
The
black
around
the
eyes.
Red around the eyes.
All right. Look
the
at
wing.
The
wings are smaller compared to that pigeon.
It's also smaller compared
look
to
the beaks.
The beak. Beaks is
same
way smaller.
Color.
No. The beaks are the same color.
They're
the same.
A pigeon looks like Hoot Hoot.
You're saying, what you guys are saying is that a raven looks like Hoot Hoot.
But he looks like Hoot Hoot.
No, he doesn't.
He looks more like Hoot
Hoot. He looks like a pigeon.
I feel,
that does not
guys,
look like a Hoot
Hoot. Okay.
That
guys,
doesn't look more like a Hoot Hoot.
I feel like, hold on, guys.
That's just the same shit.
Guys, I feel
Hoot
like I'm in a Maury Povich show right now.
Nah,
and I'm about to show like a
yo,
DNA
wildin',
result.
Yo, I'm wildin', bro.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry.
Woman, please.
I can't with y'all. I can't with y'all right now.
Yo, what? How are y'all seeing this?
How are y'all not comparing?
How the shape is
the
only thing.
The shape, lower. Hold on.
That's it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Try it.
We got the shape.
Try it, okay.
The eye structure.
False.
No.
I'm out.
No.
This is my last
podcast.
I'm not doing this.
You're saying
not
Pidgey looks like...
I'm saying Pidgey looks
more
like
a Hoot Hoot than Rookity looks like a Hoot Hoot.
Y'all going with colors, bro.
No.
Y'all going with shapes. We're going with...
Pidgey shares more with Hoot Hoot than Rookity shares.
So they don't have the same body?
So the same shape? Okay, what else?
What
eyes.
Are they...
What with the eyes?
No way.
His iris is red. Hoot Hoot's iris is black.
Okay.
The eyes are not the same.
Okay. Maybe I can get them with this one right here.
Okay.
You ready?
Try it.
Growlithe and Bullhound. I wish I would say something different.
So how different do dogs look in actuality?
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on this, bro.
I'm stuck on this, too.
Can we please take a picture and ask people?
Oh, I'm...
Her.
Yeah, I'm...
Please.
Put it on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm gonna figure out how to
put
do
it.
Put it
on the Twitter, bro. We'll do a pitch stitch.
Yeah.
We'll do that after the
podcast.
What'd you
tell me to do?
You know what? I'm sorry.
I don't snitch.
You're
pit stitch, not snitch.
You said pit snitching?
Stitch. Crazy. Stitch.
You are crazy if you think that Rookity looks more like Hoot Hoot than a Pidgey does.
He definitely does.
Pidgey looks like a pure bird.
You know what?
Pigeon.
You know what? I'm gonna chalk it up to the fact that Corey came on here and said he was tipsy. Maybe you're more drunk.
Maybe
than
that's what
oh no no no
okay.
no oh no no.
Maybe you're more.
I'm
drunk
letting you know right
real.
Now. From the moment we had this poker,
you're trying to say
the moment
like a raven?
Bowen.
That's a raven.
He is a raven.
That's what
he
is.
You're saying he looks like.
Why do you think his beak is pointed more
Hold
than
on.
Who? Or
for the
beak?
Record,
so,
I have became sober.
Yeah, are crazy.
45 minutes into this
that
podcast,
what is going
the minute
on?
We started talking about this bird
what
shit,
is going on?
I am waking back up to soberness.
Yeah,
I
what
hope
is
exactly.
going on?
Because
no
y'all
way.
Are bugging.
There's no
way.
We're bugging.
Y'all yeah. bugging.
No.
We're bugging.
No way.
And
no way.
And look, just to first off, sidebar everybody on this podcast. I love the fact that when
we
it's me and
Bowen?
Dre versus Corn and Bowen, this is a great debate.
We
it's going to be a great
first
debate.
First off,
all
y'all
time.
Have
yeah.
never won, so.
No,
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
We won this one.
No, you did
we
not.
You are
won this
actively
one.
Losing, and all you're saying in response is no.
No, all
you're
saying no. All
you could go to anybody who knows nothing about Pokemon and show that in Hoodoo and show that in Pidgey.
The only
they're definitely going to say Hoodoo.
There's
no way.
I will bet money on this. I don't bet money because. You
know,
you're
I'm gonna use a lifeline. I'm gonna use a lifeline. Hold on.
Crazy.
Right now, I'm gonna call my brother, everybody. I just want everybody to know this. And
is
I know.
That's bias.
Huh?
That's
bias.
That's
bias? Okay, so bias. I'm gonna call my best friend.
That's more bias.
Dredd, can you pull up the hoo hoo for me, please?
Oh, okay.
Yo, that's.
By the way, he's
putting
it up
like?
On an iPhone, so it ain't gonna look right.
Mookie ain't gonna really know. Hopefully, he answers the phone.
He don't need to know. He just need to look at it.
Yeah, that was the whole point.
Oh, yeah,
that he don't know.
He don't know, bet.
I'm
just.
That's crazy.
He ain't answering. All right. Matter of fact, Candace.
Ooh,
most logical person, Candace.
Yo, this is that. If this was blue, they would be twins.
Pretty much.
You're. Oh, my God.
Candace, can I get you for like 3 minutes?
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Take your time.
Oh, my God. So, we have a calling guest.
Oh, yeah.
We have a calling, guys.
Yeah,
our first calling guest is my lifeline.
This
my name is Candace.
How we expected it.
Candace, she also has a podcast, just so y'all know. What's the name of the podcast, baby girl?
Journey to 30.
Tune in. Journey to 30. She basically talks about.
Journey to 30.
Journey to 30.
Journey to 30.
Candace, I need your honest opinion.
Wait. You have to ask the question right, because I feel like you're going to ask
it. No, y'all can ask it. Go ahead.
Okay, so. I'm gonna show you three pictures, right?
Okay.
Show her the first one.
No.
I'm gonna show you the first one, right?
And you did some slick shit. You changed it.
You changed the angle. You definitely changed the angle.
Oh my God.
You changed the angle. But
that was the exact
one. All right, we can rock with that. We can rock.
So,
Candace,
I'm gonna show you three pictures, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna show you the first picture, and then I want you to tell me, after seeing
the
other two, which one looks more like the first.
It's just the shape.
Does that make sense?
And Bowen, what is your gentleman's bet you're gonna do? Because I'm not gonna, I don't want to take no money out of your pocket.
But
that's extremely
high.
Don't
tell the results.
We're not.
Don't tell the results.
Hold on, sis, and bring Ren to the camera too.
I normally do slap bets, but Corey might give me a concussion.
No. I'll tell you what.
Please.
Gentlemen bet, 20 push-ups.
20 push-ups. Okay.
Gentlemen bet.
Yeah.
Hold on, 1 second.
I don't know what's happening.
All right.
I ain't doing push-ups since high school.
He gonna give me this one.
Put your phone up there. Too.
That's the picture.
No, Pidgey.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
We need a little.
So no, show her who first.
Okay. So I want you, Candace, look at both of these characters right here, right?
Corey.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Well, he meant just. Who.
Yeah.
Take a good look at these two characters.
Leading the witness.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Leading the witness.
Do y'all both? No. I'm
gonna
see.
Okay.
Now look. Hold on.
Okay.
Now what you said? What you?
Pidgey.
Okay.
I got it.
You got it? Oh, all right. Oh, wait.
It's on the big board, too.
Hold on.
Yeah,
it's on the big board.
Hold on. I gotta go back. Give me a second. Shit. Oh.
That's what we commented on the rock.
Sorry.
Okay.
And take a look at these two pictures.
Uh-huh.
Which one's
more
like?
Which one looks, look, which one looks more like?
The second one looks like Pidgeotto without, you know.
Well, I mean, we know what it looks like.
No, no, no. We're just saying, which one looks...
So, okay, I'm sorry. Which one looks more like... Show her... All right,
hold on. Candace, which one looks like this one?
Which one looks...
That one.
Yes. Yeah. B?
I would say the...
Or one. I mean, A or B?
B or one.
Sorry, sorry. I fixed myself.
It's B or one.
A or B. Yes.
So you're trying to say B. Why is B your argument? I'm still flabbergasted by this. But why is B?
It's obvious that you guys are idiots.
She just agreed with us.
Look at the body and look at the... They look... Except, bro, the blue one looks just like the other one.
They share the same feet.
Huh?
Preach.
Okay.
Talk about it.
I'd like to appreciate that we're never wrong.
This is his witness.
Yeah, I definitely lost the argument before.
We ain't never lost the argument before.
Oh my God.
Not on the same side.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So not when we're.
So y'all basically saying A don't look nothing like.
I don't even know how to tell the truth. That looks nothing like hoodoo. Nothing like hoodoo.
They bring out their witness.
Yeah.
Hold on.
She agreed.
Hold on, Candace. I'm going to call you right back.
Bring it to us, Mike.
Hold on.
I just want to point out that.
Oh, Mookie, you're not busy, right?
Okay, so now we need another witness.
I'm doing a podcast right now. You're live on the air.
Our second calling.
Our second calling right now.
Our second calling.
So, Mookie, I'm having a debate right now. Okay.
We gotta ask it the same.
Okay.
Bowen, ask the question.
Allow me to do it this way. I'm gonna show you a picture, right?
Okay.
And then I'm gonna show you two other pictures. Okay. I need you to tell me which one looks more like this first picture I'm showing you. All right. So just show him this one first.
Okay. The first picture is this.
Right.
Take a good look.
Okay.
Memorize it.
Okay.
The second picture.
So you're telling me if he wasn't brown, he wouldn't be Google's.
And show the third picture.
And now the third picture.
And the third picture.
The first one.
Okay. All right. So now look. Question. The first one. Which one looks like which one looked like the other two?
Wait, what?
He
already
answered.
This picture, which ones look like the other two?
So yeah,
this picture right here, out of the other two I showed you, which one can pass for a twin, like a twin?
Which one looks more alike?
The first one.
The blue one.
Why do you say the blue one?
So the blue one looks more.
The blue one looks more like this
show
one.
Show him again.
This looks like.
Look at that.
This looks exactly the same.
My God.
Just different colors. I'm asking.
It doesn't look exactly the same, but it's closer than.
Can I ask him a question? Can I ask him a question?
Thank you.
Can I ask him a question?
We're tied.
We're
tied on this one.
You had two on the other call.
Quick question.
No.
Right? So the first one that you saw, right, and the second one.
Yes.
They don't look more similar except the shape is different. Like if the second one was in a like circular, they wouldn't be almost exactly the same.
You're leading the witness.
That's what I was leaning towards.
That was a Pidgey. That was a regular Pidgey.
Bro, the body is the same shit.
He
just threw blue and black on the Hoodoo and made it him.
And they just pulled.
But if you put a Pidgey in front, it's gonna look like it's gonna look flat. You understand what I'm saying? Versus the Pokemon that's sitting out in his face, like it's popped up, like the whole face is right there.
Because his first call had two people on that call.
Oh my God! They both think this. They think the same.
They both agree.
All right, what happened though?
Outnumbered.
Let me just text me.
You're outnumbered.
Wow.
It's 4-3. Yeah. 4-3.
You want me to step out?
Yeah.
Alright, give me a moment. I'm gonna call you. I'll be right back, y'all.
So we won 4-3. Yeah. Good. This is your phone. Nice.
I had 1-4-3.
There was two people on the first call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's two.
Plus us.
Mm-hmm.
That's four. Oh. And then you have one call to go to.
If that's the case, then
if you take that out, then we win 2-1.
Okay.
Like, what do you want me to do?
I do push-ups.
Yeah. Although I feel like that doesn't hurt you.
I 100% feel like that's bullshit though, because they practically the same. It's just like I explained to you from the beginning. The shape, the drawing is the same thing. It's just if you took away one leg and had it stand still, it would be the same thing as the hoo hoo.
If you bring back the Pidgey, it'll look even closer.
Yeah.
No, because if the Pidgey, a Pidgey is looking, if you took a Pidgey face to face, it will look just like this. It will look exactly how my hand is. It would be flat.
Yeah, it would look like a hoo-hoo if it went like this.
It wouldn't be wide.
If you just stretched it.
A hoo-hoo is actually
if
fine.
If you just stretch it, stretching something is way easier than changing all the colors.
Oh, boy. Here you go.
I'm just saying. Back. I think that's a good raffle.
Yeah.
Bro, they made the same. Like,
You lost.
No, we didn't.
You lost.
Hell, we didn't.
Y'all called y'all witnesses.
Lost.
I don't know them, but I know Mookie, but I don't know the other two. But that's, bro, what? That's a hoo-hoo.
Fine, then. You didn't lose. Corey lost.
Nah, Corey didn't lose it. That's
Corey lost in doing the push-ups.
Those were his witnesses.
Okay, but hoo-hoo, that's a hoo-hoo. If you just throw blue on a hoo-hoo.
I feel like we should win the debate once it goes to a vote and we win the vote.
Right? You know?
I feel like that should be a win.
But that, huh.
This is what Biden must have felt like.
Bro, that's not... You're trying to... so you said you have to stretch, right? To make him look like that?
That's it.
So that's what's more, stretching something or just throwing a different color on it?
What?
It's turned a whole different color pattern on it. Like the entire thing, bro. It's not like the thing's just, you literally, it looks like hoo-hoo, but they just switched out the brown for blue and the beige for yellow. Like they, like, added to it. Like Pidgey's literally the same thing, just instead of his little black eye things going down, it goes up off his head.
It has a different body.
And he's squatted more. That's
it. A whole different body.
He's fatter, that's
it. If you drew that with no color and hoot hoot with no color, it's the same thing.
No, I'm sorry, but no. You know what? No, because
so
we're going
to circles. So if you just
show
somebody
now.
The colors, they're the exact same thing. If you take all the color away, okay, then take
the
shape out of it. Just show
first?
The colors.
What do you do first?
You would draw the shape, or
that's it.
You draw
the shape first.
So
okay. You know what? We're gonna wrap up here.
They did hoo hoo the generation after Pidgey. They did rookity like seven.
We're gonna call it a night here. So this is actually gonna be the first podcast that we're also gonna be uploading to YouTube. So check it out there as well if you want to see Corey do his 20 push-ups, which again, now that I'm saying out loud, is literally nothing to this man.
Yeah, it's almost
so
nothing.
I feel like that. Yeah, I feel like I'm just. I would have lost for over either which way. But thank you again for joining us if you made it this far.
Sorry about that last.
Yeah. Again, this was not where I thought this was going to go tonight.
It's where it needed to go, though.
I was actually going to save the Pokemon debate for, like, another episode. But, hey, I'm glad we got here.
There's going to be many more.
Yes. Check us out
on
YouTube. And you can see us streaming soon on Twitch. More details to come.